It's not a theater debut, a Picasso exhibit, or a huge new art installation. But what's happening now should be a major splash in the city's artistic future.
The BFA degree program starts next week with orientation of the students, and then they begin their coursework on Monday, the 25th.
Paula Owen is talking about the Southwest School of Art's new BFA degree program.
This is a natural next step in the evolution of the Southwest School of Art.
And what exactly is it? Describe it to me.
It's a four-year program that includes 70-some hours in studio work, which is why it's a professional degree in fine arts, but the remaining 40-some hours are in general education. So the students get a well-rounded liberal arts education, including psychology and history and literature and math and science and so forth.
Students will get the full range of education, but the Southwest School has an artistic take on how those courses are taught.
For instance, the math course is called Math for Artists, and it's a more conceptually based, a little bit more abstract approach to mathematics. Our literature course, one of them is The Artist in Literature and Film.
For nearly 50 years, the Southwest School has been making art classes available to the general public, but now they've made the leap into accredited education.
There is no other independent college of art in the state of Texas.
You can get an art degree, University of Texas and several other places, but it's not an independent school of art, is what you're saying.
That's right. And there are those students who really will benefit from being surrounded by like-minded people and who really aren't interested in some of the other aspects of going to a university, say, athletics, and they really are very, very focused.
Are all classes there at the Southwest School?
Yes, they will all be held here. Yeah, we have the two campuses, the Navarro campus and the Ursuline campus, and we have space until we reach over 100 students in the BFA program, and we're starting very small. So we'll have 25 or so students each year, so it'll take us about 4 years to get up to 100.
The two campuses are really just separated by a street, isn't that right?
That's right, with the public library on the third corner, and in fact, the public library will be our library of record. We've formed what is known as the Marie Swartz Art Resource Center, which is available to our students, but also available to the public.
This makes almost too much sense.
I know. It's a really great synergy.
For those of you wondering if the new degree program will affect class availability, she says not so. Of course, I had to ask. So what's it cost?
It's just under $20,000 a year, which is quite reasonable in the realm of private colleges.
They also have scholarships available. The new degree program should help solidify the city's evolving reputation as an arts-focused city.
I truly believe that this degree program is going to be one more star in the crown of San Antonio.
Their initial semester is set, but slots are available for next semester.
We are starting to accept applications for spring semester.
We've more on the new degree program at tpr.org. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.